Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Jackson Hewitt.
I'm Steve Kathan. Two adults were shot today at East High School in Denver. Police say a suspect is still being sought and apparently left school grounds. The condition of the victims is not known. Just last month, a student there was shot outside school and died. For parents there, another tragedy.
We're all asking the same questions, like why 20 years after Columbine are we still answering and asking the same exact questions, and why can't we just send our kids to school in safety? And that's a question that I can't answer.
There's where the grand jury investigating former President Trump will not meet today. WCBS-TV's Zinnia Maldonado on the anticipation over a possible indictment in the hush money case.
Despite calls to protest directly from Trump, demonstrations across New York have remained somewhat small.
Take our nation back!
But with the grand jury still investigating, law enforcement remains on high alert. The NYPD setting up heavy fencing around the courthouse, placing SWAT teams at strategic locations, and ordering all 35,000 of its officers, including undercover cops, to dress in full uniform and be ready to mobilize at a moment's notice.
In about an hour, we'll get the latest word on interest rates from Federal Reserve policymakers. CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
With fresh instability in the banking sector, financial markets are now expecting, maybe hoping, for a more modest quarter percentage point increase.
If I were on the Fed, I'd recommend no rate increase.
Mark Zandi, chief economist at Moody's Analytics, says the Fed has a tough job after the bank failures this month.
We're trying to thread the needle here, balance things, trying to do enough to help support the banking system and financial system, get that on solid ground, but at the same time continue to fight inflation.
A cleanup today in the San Francisco Bay Area after the latest bashing from a storm system. KPIX reporter Betty Yu.
Hurricane-like winds whipped up waves on the bay and knocked down giant trees along the Embarcadero. A big rig overturned on the Bay Bridge to Oakland, snarling traffic for hours. Pedestrians also proved to be no match against the sudden windstorm. People struggled to walk and clung onto street posts to keep their balance.
It's day two of the strike by 30,000 Los Angeles school district workers.
I expect the students to know that you have to fight for your rights. I teach history, and our students know that we fight for our rights.
Scientists have pulled DNA from Ludwig von Beethoven's hair to look for clues about his many health problems and hearing loss. They weren't able to figure out why the composer lost his hearing, but they say liver disease likely killed him. Wall Street, right now the Dow is down 117 points. This is CBS News.
Get 50% off tax prep at Jackson Hewitt. Limited time offer for new clients filing at participating locations. Max savings $200. Visit jacksonhewitt.com/50.
The Shaw 101 FM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. Racine County authorities are looking for a hit-and-run driver who struck a We Energies worker on Tuesday, causing serious injuries. It happened in Burlington shortly before noon. After the driver hit the worker, the vehicle backed up and fled in the opposite direction. They're looking for a white four-door Chevy with black rims and tinted windows on what could be a late 2000s diesel model. The worker was taken to the hospital by Flight for Life. Feeding deer this time of year can not only cause them harm, but is illegal in much of Wisconsin. The DNR says winter feeding can draw deer out of their ranges and cause them to congregate, and that increases the risk of disease transmission like CWD. If you want to help, the DNR recommends joining the Deer Management Assistance or the Landowner Incentive Programs. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
The Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits are receiving a free advertising campaign through our one-day $1 million advertising giveaway. If you missed out, our local sales team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing. Advertise today with a Civic Media network of radio stations.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Do you love getting rewards when you shop? Then shop Knucklehead CBD and Vapes with the Knuckleheads Club. Every $10 spent gets you closer to 25% off. No matter what you buy, make sure you buy Knuckleheads. Stop in Saturday and Sunday and get 15% off Wellness and Wellness Plus, including Delta 8, THCP, CBD, and more, while getting points towards your next purchase.
Visit Knuckleheads Milwaukee at 2949 North Oakland Avenue or online at knuckleheads.shop.
Knuckleheads CBD and Vapes, your one-stop smoke shop.
Hey, Wisconsin, voting is one of our fundamental rights. Every eligible citizen has the right to be heard. You need an acceptable photo ID to vote in the spring election on April 4th. Vote Riders provides free help to get your Wisconsin ID card. Please visit voteriders.org today. They can answer all your questions about voter ID and offer free help if you need an ID to vote. If you're a citizen and you need an ID, visit voteriders.org. Voteriders.org.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at WAUK. Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, it's Thursday. That makes it Friday Eve up in here.
Happy Friday Eve, Crudy, Evan, working hard on the board. Of course, our fair audience. Great to be with you all.
Dominic, today I want to talk about the company we keep. And I don't like being judged by the company I keep because, of course, it's guilt by association.
I was thinking the same thing.
You know, your friendship often puts me in jeopardy. But first and foremost, we got some good company joining us on this fine program. Coming up at about 4:45 today, Liza Hellenbrand. I know her. She is the host of the Empowered Caregiver Show right here on the Civic Media Network. That goes off on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. and replays across the network often at 8 o'clock on Saturday mornings. Well, the reason Liza is joining us today is because our son, that's my wife, our son Caden, all in the family, did a little legislative lobby day today.
Ooh, exercising some civic duty. Excellent.
My son, who is on the autism spectrum and has exceeded our wildest aspirations for him. He's going to Edgewood College. He's doing great. He's got a girl. He's got a job. He's got a college. He's got a tuition bill, but that's a different story. But Caden also did his first legislative lobbying, gave his first public speech, at least in a legislative form. So I was very proud of the kid today. And
nice.
Liza is going to come by and tell us a little bit about legislative lobby day at the Capitol, Wisconsin State Capitol. And then we got a friend of the Devil's coming by, Dom. James Santel, former U.S. attorney. As fate would have it, also a fine host right here on the Civic Media Network, the host of Morning Cannolis, you know, right after the Empowered Caregiver, Saturday mornings. Jim goes live 9 to 11 a.m. on Saturdays across the Civic Media Network. So Jimmy coming by for the happy hour, Dom. And Obamacare turns 13.
Ooh.
Lucky 13. Feels like the nation has now embraced it. But how many Democrats lost their jobs over Obamacare?
Oh, I'm still waiting for repeal and replace. I mean, hell, if Trump gets back in office, I'm sure we'll roll out a new health care plan 2 weeks after his inauguration. A
couple of weeks. It'll be great.
It'll be great.
But, Dom, let's get back to the Wisconsin Supreme Court race, obviously, a week from Monday. And talking about the company we keep, did I mention Charlie Behrens? Comedian Charlie Behrens, the Manitowoc Minute guy, Charlie Behrens, partner here with Civic Media. He plays his Cripes cast at noon on Saturdays all across the Civic Media Network.
Saturday's a busy day here, man.
It is, man. We program it week 6 days a week at least. 7 days, some would say. But Charlie is coming to Madison, and Charlie's doing a very special event. And I bring it up only this early in the show because Charlie's running out of tickets, and our friends should go to the show. This entire show, it is the taping of the Cripes cast. He's a clever guy. His guest is Mike Wagner. That's a UW professor. And the topic of this live record, well, the Wisconsin Supreme Court race, of course. The race between Protasiewicz and Dan Kelly. But if you want tickets, please go to comedyonstate.com and buy some frickin' tickets now while there are still tickets available. Because if you're friends of ours and we didn't tell you to go do it now, you're going to be sad later. I bought my wife and her girlfriend some VIP tickets right up front. First three rows, VIP. And one more thought. If you're a friend of the Devils, if you have the best take today, I'm going to give you two free VIP tickets.
Ooh, nice.
That's $100 value, Dom. Plus the ticket fees, it's like $116 value.
All convenience.
I'm going to, we the Devils Advocates, we Civic Media, this Charlie Barron's live podcast recording at the Comedy Club on State Monday, March 27th, 7:30 p.m., we're going to have some free tickets right up front for you. But you better have a clever take.
Monday, March 27th, that's this coming Monday. That's in just a few days.
Boy, they only gave me a few days to round up this little shindig. And all the credit really goes to the fine team at the Comedy Club on State Street in Madison. And we are moving our world headquarters to the very same building. We're going to be upstairs, and they are downstairs. And Charlie will record the podcast next Monday. Live audience. Alcohol will be served. You must be 18 to attend. College kids, you get in super cheap, $10. General admission, $25. VIP, where I plan on sneaking up front, $50. Friends of the Devil, free. And that's priceless, baby. 844-967-2789. Lots to talk about. Dom, Dan Kelly keeps some strange and odd friends. When they say politics makes odd bedfellows.
Something like that, yes.
Molly Beck, the headline over at the Journal Sentinel today. Dan Kelly, he's a Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate, appears at an event headlined by a pastor who advocated for killing abortion providers and compared COVID-19 policies to the Holocaust.
Oh, so the pro-life party wants to kill people.
Dan Kelly, not at all extreme. He just hangs out with some very extreme people. Here's how it's being reported, Dom. Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate Dan Kelly appeared at an event Tuesday in western Wisconsin, headlined by a Brookfield pastor who has called the murder of an abortion provider justifiable homicide, advocated for the creation of anti-abortion-focused militia, will they be well-regulated, and compared coronavirus pandemic-related mask mandates to the Holocaust. The Wisconsin chapter of the Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I don't think they know what that word means precisely, Dom, which characterizes itself as, and here's the quote, Christian patriots dedicated to restoring our constitutional republic and defended liberty. Hosted Matthew Truhella at an event at the St. Croix County on Tuesday evening. Now, you can hear our voices right now in St. Croix County. 1260 AM, WLAK. We play out in that part of the state as well. But Dan Kelly appeared virtually, Dom, with the Matthew Truhella guy. You know, the pastor who compared COVID-19 rules to the Holocaust and told attendees to reject mandates from government officials or else risk being forced to resort to violence. I think the man's advocating violence, Dom. Here's the quote. Judge for yourself. You cannot appease tyrants. You have to defeat them. And the sooner you decide not to comply and to defeat them privately, not comply with evil, publicly join with other good men and magistrates to stand against the evil, the better chance you have of stopping evil, Truella told the crowd gathered at the Calvary Assembly of God in Wilson. If you keep accommodating yourself, guess what? You'll be swallowed up by the... swallowed up by evil. It will be too late, and then bloody revolution is the only option left.
Wow.
Very moderate thought. Kelly appeared virtually at the event, following Truella's speech, and did not address Truella's comments in the 20-minute appearance. Ben Vocal, we know Ben, a spokesman for Kelly, said the former Supreme Court justice, appointed by Wanker, let's not put too much weight in the former part of the Supreme Court justice title, speaks for himself and himself only. Here on the Devil's Advocates, I speak for myself and for myself only. He did not hear the comments by another guest speaker, nor does he condone calls for violence of any kind. Except maybe January 6th, maybe.
Maybe. Crudy, Kelly's liberal opponent, Judge Jenna Protasiewicz, a Milwaukee County judge, said Kelly's appearance amounted to support for anti-abortion, anti-democracy views. The two face off in the April 4th general election. Here's a quote from Judge Protasiewicz. You may have heard me say Dan Kelly is an extremist. Well, although it's shocking that he would share the stage with this man, it's not surprising. Dan Kelly's radical views, defending the 1849 abortion ban and generally stopping women from controlling their own bodies, are well documented. And his support for disrespecting democracy and overturning elections is well documented. We can't let him anywhere close to our Supreme Court. Vocal did not directly respond to Protasiewicz's comments.
I wonder why.
In 94, Newsweek reported Truella was one of six anti-abortion activists under investigation as possible conspirators in a campaign of violence against abortion clinics. In 1993, the news magazine reported Truella signed a statement declaring, quote, the justice of taking all godly action necessary to defend innocent human life, including the use of force, and that if an abortion provider was murdered by an anti-abortion activist, the assailant's legal force was justified. Around the same time, Truella advocated for organizing militias in Wisconsin for residents who oppose abortion, gun control, and taxes, according to a 1994 article published by the Knight Ridder News Service. Yes, strange bedfellows indeed. Are you surprised? I mean, really, come on, of course not. This is exactly who Dan Kelly is. This is who Dan Kelly pals around with. These are the people who are going to fully support Dan Kelly, like, you know, the other forced government birthing organizations out there in Wisconsin. So don't be surprised. And to pass it off, well, you know, we didn't hear what the guy who talked about murdering abortion doctors said. You know, we didn't hear that, so we're not going to speak to that. Way to step up, Ben Vocal and Dan Kelly.
That's not even the only association made through this event in St. Croix County by Dan Kelly. There's more reporting, Tom. More reporting. Well, there was also some support for January 6th, effectively, by making appearance because, you know, there was some insurrection adjacents on the stage as well in the St. Croix County event. You know, all support of Dan Kelly. Conservative? Insurrectionist supportive? Revolution supportive? Come back with
us. Extremists.
We are the Devil's Advocates. Never extreme, just damn funny. Greatest radio show ever. Some say, and they're always right.
Hey, we got a big Wisconsin Supreme Court race this spring, and whoever wins will have a huge say over your freedom to vote, your freedom to make healthcare decisions, your freedom to have fair representation. So please listen to the advice from Drew Holiday and Brooke Lopez of our Milwaukee Bucks, and make sure you vote in the general election on April 4th.
Hey, Wisconsinites, Drew Holiday here.
And Brooke Lopez here.
I want you to make sure you're registered to vote.
It's more important now than ever because politicians are trying to restrict our freedom to vote.
I think I know why.
They're worried about our power.
So they want to take it away.
Don't let them do that.
You've got to block that shot.
So please register to vote and get out to vote. Just go to myvote.wi.gov.
Myvote.wi.gov.
Defend your right to vote and exercise your freedom to vote.
paid for by the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, wisdc.org, which is solely responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows dip down to about 28 tonight under partly cloudy skies. Northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 42. Overcast skies tomorrow night. Mixed precipitation likely 32. 4 to 8 inches of snow tomorrow night through Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 39 degrees. High temperatures reach up to 53 this afternoon. Under overcast skies, southwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast skies tonight. Mixed precipitation likely. Lows around 32. Mixed precipitation likely tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 42. A dusting of snow tonight through tomorrow with another inch Friday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 39 degrees.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can join us on the lines at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I told you I had a conversation last night with soon-to-be a competitor, WTAQ. Well, it'll be no competition. You know we're going to win. But regular Joe Gianganti, he is a conservative talker, and he plays out on WTAQ. That is the Green Bay market, where the better station, right down the dial there, 97.5 or 97.9. You know, people in Green Bay are listening right now. WGBW, that's the better choice. And also up in Wausau, he plays out in the morning. We play in the afternoons on the better preferred station, WXCO. So anyways, Joe and I, we got a couple of things in common. We're a couple of radio dogs. We like this talk radio thing, Dom. And I tell you, I'm making new friends. And what'd you tell me? I don't need any new friends.
I don't need any new friends. Crudy, what are you talking about? I mean, is he Republicans? These insurrectionist mega bastards? What? Hang on. Before we get into that, what were the circumstances? How did you and this guy hook up?
Well, I don't know if you know this, but I work at a media operation, and sometimes people call me, and sometimes I even return their phone calls.
He called you, and you called him back.
His, you know, affiliate rep guy called me, Joe Sparra, sure. I think that guy's name. And I said, sure, man, I'll talk to anyone at least once. Hell, we take CJ on the air occasionally, although less so since the election. But anyways, so I talked to the guy. I, unlike you, am not such an absolutist. I'm not ready to slam a door in every man's face like you do it.
I'm not saying I'm an absolutist, but I certainly do have some lines drawn in the sand. And when those that support the insurrection and the mega and are going to vote for the guy again, and I don't know, never met the guy, never heard a show, don't care. But if you're going to engage with those kinds of folks, well, you know, you're keeping their company. And so if we're going to talk about people like Dan Kelly, you know, being on stage right after someone who's advocating for the abortion of or the murder of abortion doctors, you know, those, I think it's a pretty relevant conversation. What was the premise of
would
the call?
Be quite
why,
a late
why
term
do they
abortion.
Want to talk to you?
Killing the abortion doctors would be a quite late-term abortion, I suspect. Why right. did regular Joe want to talk to me? Doesn't everyone want to talk to me eventually? Because I'm a cool cat, man. No, because he wants access to the airwaves, like many, many do. And, you know, coolest cats in town. We got this super cool show. He would love to. And I said, come on, Joe, man. I'm not playing you out on the good stations. There's no way. We have taking all the good good spots.
Okay, so the dude calls
you up. Why can't we be friendly foes? Is basically, we've decided. Why can't we be friendly foes? Do I have to hate everybody? Can I just?
Well, you know, I'm not suggesting you hate anybody. I think you hold them up for what they believe in and what they support. I think you hold them to that. And unless those conversations involve, hey, did Joe Biden win a fair and free election? Yes or no? You know what I'm saying? Did former President Trump incite an insurrection? You know, yes or no? You know these kinds of things. I think those are important. Do Black Lives Matter? Yes or no? I think those are important issues to just so you know who you're talking to, man.
Would you be shocked if you got a response back like, don't all lives matter?
That's exactly what I expect from, you know, perhaps some folks. And I don't want to disparage. I don't know. But if he's a conservative talk radio host, I'm betting.
So absolutist you are.
But what does that mean? What do you mean?
It just means you're so quick to dismiss. I don't need any friends. You know, well, maybe you do. Maybe you need to expand your horizons. That's what we do on the airwaves here, man. We take all callers, lightly screened. 844-967-2789. Hell, I'll give you some free Charlie Barron's tickets. You better be clever. I don't care what your ideology is. Funny's funny. You better be funny. Charlie Barron's, he's a funny guy. Damn, you're just damn bitter these days.
I tell you, man, it's been a trying times since this insurrection, and the way that we see how Fox News reacts, how the Republicans, the megas in Congress, when Trump tweeted out and of course raised apparently $1.5 million saying he was going to get arrested on Tuesday, how they have now all of a sudden interjected, you know, federal government into local institutions like a local DA, right? We see these things continually happen, and I don't see anybody on the right. I mean, I don't, again, don't listen to the show. But are they for or against these kinds of things? You know what I'm saying?
Well, when Joe Gianganti, when the regular Joe, when he comes on our fine program, Dom, you can ask him. You know, you can have at. He's a talk radio. He's a big boy.
Did you ask him? Did you care? Do you, when you go out and meet new friends, are these the kinds of things
that
you
would... Do I ask? Dom, you know I do. You know I do. You know that I share with you, and it's too bad. It's really been to the detriment of some of the relationships we had as a radio program. We used to host U.S. Senator Ron Johnson.
Yeah, yeah.
And then January 6th happened. We used to like Brian Schimming, the brand new Republican Party chair. And then the reporting told us that he was also involved in the January 6th. Now, I always thought Dan Kelly was a contemptuous loser from his prior Supreme Court race, but the fact that he is involved in the January 6th makes him an untouchable. He's beyond reclamation. And Joe's a little bit of a minimalist.
Joe's going to vote for Dan Kelly and Donald Trump.
Joe thinks some of those guys got a bad rap, Tom.
That's what I'm talking about. What do you mean some of those guys got a bad rap? What? They were attacking cops. Thin blue line, regular Joe. You down with that? Come on. It's a joke. They're jokes.
You're better. 844-967-2789. Don't be better. Be happy. Join us.
The Shaw 101 FM. Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Two faculty members have been shot at a Denver high school. KONO's Michael Abeda reports.
They just put crime tape up around the building over there by East High School. So things obviously getting a little bit more busy out here as students who were at lunch or grabbing something to eat are returning to school to find that their school has been taped off.
So far, no arrest. Today's expected session of the Manhattan grand jury investigating the Trump hush money payment to Stormy Daniels has been postponed.
Trump continues to speak out via social media, blasting Manhattan Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, insisting he, quote, presides over one of the most crime-ridden, violent, and dangerous cities, while also insisting he committed no crime of any kind.
WCBS's Zinnia Maldonado. The Federal Reserve is deciding whether to raise interest rates.
If I were on the Fed, I'd recommend no rate increase.
Zandi, chief economist at Moody's Analytics, says the Fed has a tough job after the bank failures this month.
CBS's Ed O'Keefe, CBS News Brief.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Dan Kelly says his opponent talks about politics too much to be a fair and impartial Wisconsin Supreme Court justice.
Although she says the formulaic words that she will follow the law, she's never said one thing in this campaign that would lead to any reasonable belief that that's what she would do.
Kelly faced Janet Protasiewicz in the one and only debate of the general election campaign yesterday. Wisconsin Democrats are trying to legalize abortion again. Governor Evers' bill would restore Wisconsin's abortion laws to what they were before Roe v. Wade was overturned. Republicans have their own bill to allow exceptions for rape and incest. In sports, Wisconsin is going to the NIT Final Four next week after beating Oregon last night. The Bucks host San Antonio tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Heat, power, and water are things people cannot take for granted. The elderly, disabled, the veterans. With record increases in basic costs of living, people are struggling to keep these services on and their bills paid. If you are in danger of losing heat, power, or water, call 1-800-506-5596 or apply online at heat.help. You may not ask for it, but the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
MyShiro always goes the extra mile, stretches every dollar, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates. Never personal, only politics.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. It's Thursday. That makes it Friday Eve. And then next Tuesday is 1 week until the election in the great state of Wisconsin. The whole country's watching. The world's watching. The soul of Wisconsin Supreme Court on the ballot April 4th. And our pal, Charlie Behrens, you know him. He's funny, Manitowoc Minute guy. He's coming to Comedy on State next Monday to help get out the vote, March 27th, 7:30 p.m. And if you are super cool and you promise you're going to use the tickets, you could win a pair of VIP tickets for the recording of the podcast, The Cripes Cast, at Comedy on State next Monday night. Join us, 844-967-2789. We'll go to the phones in a minute, Dom. But we're talking about the company we keep. In this case, Dan Kelly's company, Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate, okay with January 6th participant. Not only is he okay with it, he's got the guy campaigning for him, according to Scott Bauer. I'll go first. I'm the Republican-backed candidate for Wisconsin Supreme Court, said today that he had no problem when someone who was on the U.S. Capitol grounds during the January 6, 2021 insurrection campaigning for him across the state in the waning days of a high-stakes race, calling his work invaluable. That's the quote, folks. Dan Kelly yesterday posted a video on Twitter of himself standing side by side with conservative activist Scott Pressler and thanking him for his work. Pressler, a Virginia native, planned several Stop the Steal rallies in addition to being on the Capitol grounds the day of the insurrection. Pressler also described the siege on the Capitol as the largest civil rights protest in American history. That would be minimalizing the January 6th time. When asked Thursday about Pressler's attendance at the insurrection, Kelly said he was not really familiar with his background.
Oh, come on.
Do these guys ever pay attention to anything? Like, do we believe they're this myopic, or is it selective, ignoring the racist, anti-Semitic, anti-abortionist, anti-democracy friends you keep?
Well, either you're lying to everybody and you know exactly who the guy is, or your judgment is terrible and you also should not be a judge.
Here's what Kelly said. But what I can say, I appreciate a great deal the work that he's doing here in Wisconsin. I think it is invaluable. Majority control of the Wisconsin Supreme Court, the soul of the state of Wisconsin, is at stake on April 4th. I threw a little bit in there. Election between Kelly and Democratic-backed Janet Protasiewicz, a Milwaukee County judge. Conservatives have controlled the court for 15 years and came within one vote of overturning President Joe Biden's win in the battleground state in 2020. One vote could have overturned the outcome of the election here. It was a 4-3. Protasiewicz has made abortion access, which the court is likely to decide, a key issue in the race, but she has attacked Kelly over his ties to Republicans. Now, Dom, as we were coming back from the break, I wanted you to make sure you heard the new Janet Protasiewicz hit him in the head with a 2x4 ad. I like this one quite a bit, and I like the fact that it's playing across the civic media network, Dom. You go.
I'll jump in here, Curtie. This is from the AP Scott Bauer reporting. He reminds us that Kelly previously worked for the Republican Party and advised Republican leaders about former President Donald Trump's fake elector scheme following his loss in 2020. Protasiewicz's campaign said this: Dan Kelly chooses extremism every chance he gets, and he's desperate to bring his right-wing partisan agenda back to the court. Pressler has been traveling the state and appearing on conservative talk radio to boost Kelly. As far as I know, he's going around the state of Wisconsin and talking about how important it is for the people of Wisconsin to exercise their power, their responsibility and authority in deciding who's going to sit on the Supreme Court, Kelly said of Pressler. So I don't know anything about January 6th or anything like that with Scott, but I sure appreciate him and the work he's doing for the campaign. When asked if it bothers him that Pressler was present at the Capitol on January 6th, Kelly said no. Everybody's got a background. Everybody's got a history. And I don't ask people to sit for an examination. I don't ask people to sit for an examination before they help me. Kelly noted that Pressler has more than 11 million followers on Twitter. Oh, that makes up for everything. Protasiewicz and her backers have also faulted Kelly for speaking online this week at an event attended by Brookfield pastor Matthew Trujillo. We talked about that guy, called the murder of an abortion provider justifiable homicide. Obviously, I don't condone violence at all, Kelly said. I'm not associated with him anyway whatsoever. I speak for myself. I was invited to deliver comments at an organization. I deliver my comments. I'm not responsible for what anybody else of the organization said. Yeah, but you know, when you show up and you speak at the same place that guy speaks to, I mean, you kind of think they're bringing in the same kind of folks to talk to the same kind of crowd. So excuse me if I put some of that stank on you, Dan Kelly.
844-967-2789. For the clarity, for the sake of clarity, please don't put the Dom stank on yours truly. Jeannie from Eau Claire, how you doing, sister?
Hey, Jeannie.
Hi, guys. Now, don't pick on Dom there, because Dom...
Someone's got to do it.
Dom saw the light. Dom is aware even more than people who, you know, kind of tend toward the Democratic side. Dom saw the light, and he saw what the heck, and he's madder than most people because he was tricked in the past. I've always been independent and had both kinds of signs in my yard. I'm mad as the Dickens is being lied to and that type of thing. I saw the light, too, and these people are a galding bunch of liars, and they're not very smart. They're pretty stupid, and I don't know how somebody with his intelligence and forgetfulness or lack of intelligence and forgetfulness could even make it to the Supreme Court. He shouldn't even be a dog catcher. But anyway, guys.
He'd be a contemptuous dog catcher.
Yes, he would.
No, yeah. He's gross, guys. I can't even stand to watch him speak because everything that comes out of his mouth is a lie. It's like, oh, my God. This is a guy that's supposed to be a truth teller and find the truth. We're up the creek without a paddle if people don't get out and vote. So thanks again, guys. You're doing a great job. Bye.
Jeannie, you're not sneaking down to the Madison area on Monday, are you? Because I'd find a way to get you in the Charlie Barron's event.
Unfortunately, I'm a long way from you guys, but you have fun. It sounds really wonderful. Thanks, guys. Bye.
We will. And we'll find
Thank
a way
you,
to
Jamie. Appreciate it.
Bring a radio station your way. I can't wait for 95.3 to start playing out the greatest radio show ever, Dom.